The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus went out along the sea. All the crowds came to him, and he taught them. As he passed by, he saw Levi, son of Alphaeus, sitting at the customs post. Jesus said to him, "Follow me." He got up and left and followed Jesus. While he was at home, many tax collectors and sinners sat with Jesus and his disciples, for there were many who followed him. Some scribes who were Pharisees saw Jesus eating with sinners, and the tax collectors were with him as well. So they said to his disciples, "Why does he eat with tax collectors and sinners?" Jesus heard this and said to them, "Those who are well do not need a physician, but the sick do. I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners." The Gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. I think Tom did his reading in advance, because that first reading from the book of Samuel has a bunch of tongue-twisting names. And he did a good job, I think. So he practiced. Good job, Tom. The key person in that first reading from the book of Samuel is a key person in the history of Judaism, and it's Saul. What we heard was that Saul was sent by his father to go look for some of their animals. And in the process, he meets Samuel. Samuel, we know from the early part of the scriptures, is a prophet appointed by God to do special things. Here, and he repeats it later on with the next king, David, but here he meets Saul, and he has the vision that this is the one who's going to be the king of Israel, and he tells him that, and he anoints him. And Saul begins the monarchy. And that goes on for many, many years. The problem with the monarchy, and it's recorded in the book of Kings, is that, well, the orientation, the opening lines of the book of Kings says it all. This is the book of Kings, about the misdeeds of the kings. So the book of Kings, it's several books in the Bible, are about the misdeeds of the kings of Israel. That was always the complaint. All the kings that you know, even David had a problem, but although he's the head of the family tree of Jesus, had his misgivings and his misbehaviors. So that's the kings. But we're gonna go into son of Alphaeus. Son of Alphaeus, he's called Levi this morning. Through history, of the scriptures, the gospels, this guy's a problem character. Sometimes is referred to as Levi, sometimes is referred to as son of Alphaeus, and Alphaeus is the person that Mary is related through her cousin. So when Mary goes to the tomb and goes to the cross, the mother of this guy is with her, the wife of Alphaeus. Okay, so his name is Levi. But here and there in the scriptures, he's also referred to as James. Now, the problem is complicated. I mean, it's not that big of a problem if we knew who they were, but we don't. There were two James that followed Jesus, that were apostles of Jesus. Not disciples, everybody's a disciple. The apostles were 12. So Jesus has two James. So this guy is nicknamed, through history, James the Less. That's the answer to the conclusion. He's got a name, used to be Levi when Jesus called him. It got changed historically for us as James the Less. Follows Jesus, and the story is, after the resurrection, he's preaching Jesus, and he is clubbed to death outside the temple, and that's where he was buried. So that's all we know about him. But he was, if you go back and listen to where he was when Jesus called him, he was at the customs house table. What was he doing? He was collecting taxes from Jews. He's a Jew collecting taxes from Jews. What do taxes have on their coins? The image of the emperor. For Jews to handle that was a sacrilege, because first commandment, you have no other gods before me. And images of gods, because the Romans thought Tiberius and Caesars were gods. So he's handling sacrilegious material. So he's a sinner. So he was looked down upon by his fellow Jews. And we have that also about Matthew later on. Matthew is also a collector of taxes and a sinner. So Jesus calls him a sinner. Jesus didn't call him a sinner. He who's a sinner is called by Jesus, and he follows Jesus. Jesus goes home, and who's with him? Tax collectors and other sinners. To the point where the Pharisees say to the apostles, why is your teacher sitting with sinners? And now we come into the story. Jesus says to you and to me, if you're better than me, if you're too holy, I didn't come for you. I came for those who are sinners. Of course, those who are healed and healthy don't need a doctor. Maybe a checkup once in a while, but you don't need a doctor. Those of us who are ill or have symptoms, we go to the doctor. Jesus uses that metaphor. Those who are well do not need a physician. The sick do. I did not come to call the righteous, the healed, the wonderful, the holier-than-thous, but I came to call sinners. And that's where we are. We begin every Mass with acknowledgement of our sinfulness and asking God to forgive us and have mercy on us. And we don't have to be public sinners. We don't have to be massive sinners. We don't have to be, you know, great thieves, front page fame. But there are things that we do each day that are less than perfect in the eyes of God. All of us. Maybe a bad thought. Maybe miscounted change, maybe cutting someone off, little things, not big things, little things. And in the eyes of God, and this is important, because God loves all of us. So the person I just cut off, God loves him or her. And the person I just cheated, even if it was only a nickel, God loves that person. So who are we hurting? We're hurting God, as he's present in his people. So, yeah, I don't want to make us neurotic and paranoid about all being sinners, but there are things that we do. Think of family life. Think of caretakers. Think of nurses who are getting the hell beat out of them by their patients sometimes. I mean, all of us, you know, we're being taken care of, say, metaphorically in the hospital, we're being taken care of, then we get nasty because the doctor doesn't come in as soon as enough, or our food doesn't show up. Now we're nasty and we take it out on the next person that comes in. Now, that happened to none of you, I'm sure, ever. But there's potential sin. Now, do we have to live in a state of grace? Yes. Do we have to live in a state of heavenly bliss? Impossible. But I think we have to live being called by Jesus, because he called that guy who was nothing and he made him great, an apostle. So with God, less is more. So we didn't sin much, but I want great forgiveness from you, God. So when I come to Mass, I ask for forgiveness, and the key, I ask for grace, God's life within us, to continue my day, whatever I do. Retired, young child, college, doesn't matter. Whatever I do, the grace to continue as one of God's called, as the apostles were.